Our first set of news stories for part two begins with controversial plans for Norwich City's football stadium getting the green light. Controversial plans to revamp Carrow Road that could see away fans move next to families have been approved, despite the club saying the project has been paused. Norwich City insists it will not pursue relocating 3,000 season ticket holders in the stadium without further consultation, following a fierce backlash to the project. But the club has gained permission for structural changes to the River End stand for this to go ahead. Canary's bosses had wanted to evict season ticket holders from the lower tier of the River End so that they could move away supporters to that area to allow for more corporate seating in the south stand and the creation of a fan zone behind the Barclay. It's the first phase of a four-part project to generate extra revenue and help pave the way to ultimately redevelop the City Stand, the oldest at Carrow Road, to increase the overall capacity to 35,000. Other changes given the go-ahead by councillors include the installation of a new stair and lift for the South Stand and alterations to the facade. But details of the scheme drew fierce criticism from fans, with many worrying that away fans would be placed next to where families and disabled people sit in the Joma section. Norfolk Constabulary's planning officer also said she had concerns about the plans, prompting lengthy discussions during a site visit. But ultimately, councillors could not consider their views on fans being moved when voting on the planning application and had to instead just consider the structural elements. The changes were approved at a recent meeting of the Development Committee.
Norwich Livestock Market is moving out of the city for the first time in 700 years, and it's going to a new location 15 miles away, close to Dereham. It can now be revealed. The facility is relocating from its current site off Hall Road to a new one next to the A47 at North Tuddenham. The news ends months of speculation about where the market would be moving to after Norwich City Council, which leases the Hall Road site to allow the market to be held there, said it wanted to end the arrangement. The process of relocation has involved a change of legislation to alter an Act of Parliament as requiring City Hall to provide the facility within Norwich boundaries. The change allows markets to move within 16 miles of the Hall Road site. The new market will be built on what is currently farmland, on Fox Lane just south of the A47 at North Tuddenham turnoff. There is no roundabout at the junction, but the Fox Lane bridge over the A47 means traffic will be able to reach the site along the dual carriageway from the east and the west. Those behind the project believe that the new industrial units, shops and overnight lorry park facility could be built at that site to provide further income. Norwich City Council still has responsibility for providing the facility and will support the cost of the relocation.
A Norfolk estate agent has celebrated 75 years since the opening of its first office in Norwich. Savills opened the door to its inaugural premises in the city in 1950. The firm moved to larger premises on Upper King Street in 1975 before relocating to Hardwick House on Agricultural Hall Plain and most recently St Lawrence House in St Andrews Street. Today, 44 people work at the office in residential, development and rural sectors in Norfolk and North Suffolk. To mark the 75-year milestone, Savills planted a tree opposite its current home in St Andrews Street. Existing and former employees were invited to attend the celebration, including Martin Freeth, who helped establish the original office in All Saints Green. Natalie Howlett-Clark, head of office, said, "Savills has a rich history in Norfolk, and we all feel incredibly privileged to live and work in such a wonderful part of the world. It was lovely to have an opportunity to celebrate our links with the county by planting what we hope will be a lasting legacy. We're proud to call Norwich our home, and we look forward to many more successful years ahead.
A Norwich-based company has agreed a worldwide partnership to develop treatments for age-related eye diseases in a deal that could be worth more than £1 billion when it reaches the market. Ikarovich, based at Norwich Research Park, has announced an agreement with Vector Builder, a global leader in gene delivery technologies, to develop gene-based therapies to treat vision-threatening retinal diseases. Ikarovich currently treats common causes of sight loss with advanced gene therapy. Age-related macular degeneration, AMD, is the leading cause of irreversible vision loss in people over 60. The company says 1 in 10 people over 50 have early signs of AMD. The condition starts as what is known as dry AMD, with central vision gradually deteriorating and making it harder for sufferers to read and recognize faces. Wet AMD develops in 10 to 15% of cases, and if left untreated, can lead to sudden and significant vision loss. It is projected that 288 million people will suffer from AMD by 2040.
Traders fear the latest plans for a major shake-up at Norwich Market could lead to an increase in antisocial behaviour and drive away business. Some stallholders who've worked on the market for years worry that the new covered central seating area, which has been proposed by Norwich City Council, will become a place where people congregate, similar to the ongoing troubles at Hay Hill. Although the council has included access gates as part of the plans, traders have questioned how the space will be monitored during the day and remain attractive and welcoming for paying customers. City Hall has defended its proposals, saying the designs will ensure the area can be enjoyed without the fear of antisocial behaviour.
Now here's a bit of fun. Tesco has revealed the most popular choices for its meal deals across the country. The supermarket's Club Card Unpacked 2025 report has crunched the numbers to find what the nation's favourite main, snack and drink combinations are. In the east of England, the most popular meal deal among Club Card members was the Chicken Club Sandwich, Hula Hoops Big Hoops, Barbecue, Beef Crisps, and the Red Bull Energy Drink. Figures revealed that 309,461 of the club sandwiches were bought, along with 334,449 packets of hula hoops and 630,683 Red Bulls. While Red Bull was the preferred drink in most areas, Coca-Cola remained the favourite in Scotland, Wales, and the Isle of Man.